Well, as simple as last week was, I still managed to forget to have you sign the safety sheet. So I'm going to pass this around. When you sign it, which you have to do to stay here, what you're doing is saying that you've read the other side. So if you haven't yet read it, which is, it's been online, but if you haven't really read it, actually do read it before you sign it. Now on to today's stuff, though. We're doing some basic measurements today, which is important in any science, including chemistry. And I don't have much to say because today is kind of an exercise in following instructions, seeing how well you can follow instructions. But I do notice that the write-up discusses the difference between accuracy and precision. It's important to understand the difference between those two, and I actually want to add a third definition to that. What do I want to add? Anyone know? Related to accuracy and precision.
Honesty?
Well, yeah, that's important also. But no, what I was talking about is resolution. You should know the difference between accuracy, precision, and resolution. So who wants to tell me what one of these is? What does it mean to be accurate? Yeah.
Accuracy is the relationship between your experimental data and the known value.
Exactly. So it has to do with closeness. Accuracy is closeness of a measurement to the true value. You know, any measurement has some sort of error, but an accurate measurement is very close to what it actually should be. So if you're measuring the standard meter, which actually exists as a standard, then if you measure it very accurately, you'll get very close to a meter as your measurement. That's accuracy. And the good analogy for that is a dartboard. If the bullseye represents the true value, throwing darts at the dartboard can represent taking measurements, and the closer those darts land to the bullseye, the more accurate they are. But how's that different from precision? Or what is precision?
Isn't precision like the relationship or the relative between each measurement, like how?
Yes, it's for precision to make sense, you really have to talk about multiple measurements, because precision is repeatability. So if you have an instrument that is very precise, that means if you keep measuring exactly the same thing with that instrument, you'll get almost exactly the same value each time as your measurement. In the dartboard analogy, that would mean if you throw, let's say, three darts representing three measurements, and you get a very tight grouping, that's high precision. But it might be that those three darts, even though they're clumped together very closely, are way off of the bullseye. So in that case, you would have high precision but low accuracy. Right? If they were spread out, you would have low precision. Of course, you really strive for high precision and high accuracy in science. But both of those are distinct from resolution, which the write-up actually doesn't even mention. Does anyone know what resolution is? Well, if you think about it in terms of a high-definition TV versus a low-definition TV, or in terms of a camera, what does resolution refer to? Well, it affects the quality, but what about the quality? It's not how well the color is rendered. That's not precision. It is the clarity is affected as well, because resolution refers to the ability to distinguish two separate values as being separate. So if something has high resolution, then you can tell the difference between two things that are very close together. High resolution in terms of a camera means that you have a lot of pixels in a given amount of area per square millimeter or whatever. Right? If you have fewer dots, then you're not going to have as high a resolution. Well, when you're weighing things today, notice that some of those tables in your write-up will list an accuracy as plus or minus whatever, however many grams, right? 0.001 gram or whatever. Actually, that is part accuracy and part resolution. A visual analogy for resolution would be that if you have two marks up on the screen, let's say if I put two dots up on the screen for you to look at, if you're close enough, you can tell that there are two dots there. But the farther away you get, the less you are able to resolve those. To resolve them means to distinguish them as two separate things. If you get back far enough, it will look like just one dot to you, even though there are still two there. That's because you lose resolution. All right? Another analogy as far as weighing things is concerned is if I put you on a bathroom scale, you'll get a readout of what your weight is, right? And it can be a very accurate measurement if it's a good scale. It can be very precise if you always get the same value every time you step on it. But the resolution aspect would come in if I, for instance, said, get up there and get your weight first, see what that is. Okay, now that you're done with that, let me hand you this postage stamp, and now tell me what your weight plus the postage stamp weight is. Well, you're not going to be able to tell that with a conventional bathroom scale, right? It can't tell the difference between that small a change in weight, because it doesn't have very high resolution. If it had much higher resolution, it would notice that small difference. So when you say plus or minus 0.001 gram, that's telling you that it's accurate, but it's also giving you how resolute it is, how high resolution it is. All right. So this readout on these scales, for instance, is 0.000, meaning that these things have resolution to 1 milligram, 1/1000th of a gram. If the readout only had two zeros after the decimal point, it would have only 1/10th of the resolution, because it could only tell the difference between 1/100th of a gram. See the difference? Okay, that's what I really wanted to get clear before largely leaving you on your own, because it's, like I said, this is a very basic exercise, but it's important to do everything correctly, because all the other stuff that you do in the semester or in chemistry in general relies on your ability to make accurate measurements. So take your time with this. Do it accurately. You're going to be measuring... Actually, there's one other thing I want to talk about, just a second. You're going to be measuring some quantities two different ways. A quantity is just anything that you can measure. There's all kinds of quantities in the world. Units are what you measure those quantities in. All right, so for instance, volume is a quantity. Liter is a unit of volume. That's the difference between units and quantities. Well, I think you're measuring density today. Aren't you measuring density two different ways? What is the definition of density? The mathematical definition? It's mass divided by volume, exactly. It's mass per volume. Per just means divided by. Mass is the amount of matter that's contained in a sample. Volume is the amount of space that it occupies, right? So high density means you're packing up comparatively more mass in that same volume. So you're measuring it two different ways, right? You're measuring it by directly measuring the volume geometrically. And you're also measuring the volume a different way. How are you measuring the volume otherwise? Aside from putting a measuring stick next to the object, which is one way of measuring the volume, getting the dimensions, how else are you obtaining volume? Right, by displacement of water. So you can measure with a graduated cylinder the volume of water that's in that cylinder. If you have a good value to begin with and then put something that is more dense than water into that water, it's important that it's more dense, because then it will sink. If it entirely sinks, then that's going to raise the level of the water a certain amount, right? So you have an ending and a beginning volume. Well, the difference in those volumes is equal to the volume of the object you put in it. And that's convenient, especially if it's an object that is irregular, that you don't have a nice geometric formula to use for calculating its volume. But it works for something that's also a nice regular solid, like a cylinder, the metal cylinders you're going to use. So the point is here is that if you had perfect accuracy, you would get exactly the same value in both methods of measuring that same quantity. But you likely won't get exactly the same values, because real measurements have error associated with them. Okay? So that's enough background information. Now just go ahead and... Now it's fine if you want to work alone today. It's nothing that you can't do by yourself. But feel free to work in pairs as well if you want. It's up to you.